From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. There's word from the White House that President Donald Trump has approved a plan to impose harsh tariffs on Chinese goods imported into the U.S. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was a Trump campaign pledge to try to even the trade imbalance between the two countries, and it follows allegations that Beijing steals or pressures foreign companies to hand over technology. China's been planning retaliatory tariffs, and this economic struggle could interfere with diplomatic efforts to get North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The UN General Assembly adopted a resolution this week calling for protection for Palestinian civilians living under Israeli occupation after the U.S. blocked a similar measure in the Security Council. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley rebuked the General Assembly for using its time to criticize Israel instead of addressing other situations.
The nature of this resolution clearly demonstrates that politics is driving the day. It is totally one-sided. It makes not one mention of Hamas, who routinely initiates violence in Gaza.
While the resolution does not explicitly name Hamas, it does condemn all acts of violence against civilians, including acts of terror. AT&T, the number two wireless carrier, Thursday closed its $85 billion deal to acquire media company Time Warner, Inc., after U.S. antitrust regulators indicated they would not seek a delay. The deal was opposed by President Donald Trump. AT&T was sued by the Trump Justice Department, but won approval from a judge to move forward with the deal on Tuesday following a six-week trial. This is VOA. People around the United States hit the streets protesting separating children from their parents at the U.S. border. Under the recently announced zero-tolerance policy of President Trump's administration, children and parents who cross the border together are separated. That's because the adult, at least temporarily, is being placed in a detention facility, while current law says children have to be placed in the least restrictive setting. Republican House members are crafting an immigration bill that would end family separations as the U.S. plans to reopen a tent shelter to house migrant children. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
This measure sticks to President Trump's priorities on immigration while trying to get conservatives and moderates on board. It's a shift to a merit-based system. The young Dreamers, who have been living in the country illegally since childhood, could apply for legal status for 6 years. Applicants could gain points for education or other skills. Eventually, they could apply for citizenship. The bill beefs up enforcement of immigration laws and ends the diversity visa lottery for immigrants from underrepresented countries. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Justice Department's internal watchdog is set to release a report into one of the most consequential FBI investigations in recent history, the Hillary Clinton email probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The watchdog says there's no evidence conclusions by Comey or department prosecutors were tinged by politics or a preference for either Clinton or Donald Trump, meaning there are no conclusions to back Republicans and Democrats who want to claim the report vindicates them. Both have complained about Comey's actions during the race. The watchdog says the then-director's actions were insubordinate and extraordinary.
That's Sagar Magani reporting. A New York lawsuit accuses President Trump's foundation of repeated violations of state law. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has that story.
The lawsuit charges Trump used the money contributed to his charitable foundation to pay his legal bills, promote his properties, and make personal purchases. Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood says the Trump Foundation was little more than a checkbook for payments from Trump or his businesses to nonprofits, regardless of their purpose or legality. This is not how private foundations should function, she says. Underwood also charged the foundation illegally spent millions on Trump's presidential campaign. The president tweeted that it's a ridiculous case. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Football World Cup kicked off Thursday with host Russia defeating Saudi Arabia 5-0 in the opening match of the tournament. On Friday, Egypt takes on Uruguay. Morocco faces Iran and Portugal and squares off with Spain. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.